It's all about your health, your wellness. Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Get healthier, get fit, eat better, have a richer quality of life. Health on the go. Staying well with Melanie Cole, MS.
High fructose corn syrup. Boy, it's all over the media today. It's a common sweetener. It's used in sodas and processed foods. Is it really as bad as they say it is, or is it worse than they say it is? My guest is Dr. Tricia Pasota. She's a registered dietitian and nutrition scientist. So, Dr. Pasota, high fructose corn syrup, really as bad as they say they are, or worse?
I mean, from what we're seeing in the research, it appears to be, you know, very unhealthy to have a lot of high fructose corn syrup in your diet. It's associated with a lot of different health problems, such as weight gain, type 2 diabetes, metabolic syndrome, and all of these things increase our risk for heart disease.
Okay, so, you know, we're seeing this really everywhere. You look in, I mean, I buy my kids granola bars and there it is. You know, you buy them cereals, you buy them certain yogurts, you know, and unless you're reading the label, you think, oh, it's natural, you know, and then there it is.
Yeah.
So what is the damage to it? Is it sweeter than sugar? Is it messing with our blood sugar? What's it doing?
So a couple of things you mentioned, is it sweeter? That's one of the things that the Corn Refiners Association has been adamant of. They're spending millions of dollars to tell us that, you know, there's no adverse health effects of high fructose corn syrup. Unfortunately, though, that's not true. You know, it is derived from a natural product, but it's not naturally occurring. And, you know, there is some research to show that it is absorbed more rapidly into our bodies because it is in has a higher proportion of the fructose. So, you know, that could be, you know, bad for our health. And, you know, it alters our metabolism quite a bit and in ways that are not too good for our health, especially in terms of weight gain.
Okay, now I've also heard that their mercury is in high fructose corn syrup.
There are some studies to show that. We only have a few at this time showing that. However, you know, they do, you know, cause concern because there's a, you know, we don't want mercury in our products. But in terms of the way that it's processed, one of the side effects of the processing is mercury, which that alone we don't want in our food supply. However, it also can lead to zinc deficiencies and other issues that are really unfavorable in terms of our health.
Well, you mentioned how it's processed. So one of the things that I know about it is processed by the liver, you know, their kidneys and gallbladder. So if it's like, especially, is it more destructive then to your liver? And you mentioned, you know, that it can be a little toxic or reduce our ability to absorb certain vitamins, you know, zinc, whatever. So what's it doing?
So the way that our liver metabolizes fructose, it favors the production of fat in our liver. So this is different than glucose. And so this leads to a production of lipids or lipogenesis and fat in our liver. And, you know, by producing all this lipids, it worsens our blood lipids. And having higher fat in our blood can contribute to obesity, diabetes, fatty liver disease, and gout. And so, therefore, it is hazardous for us in all those ways.
Well, and I mean, once people find out what the liver does for a living and that it processes the fats, so anything that's going to be processed by the liver is going to be involved. So it can actually, you know, elevate your bad cholesterol levels if it's getting mixed up into the liver there, correct?
Yes, yes. It leads to that higher production of fatty acids, which leads to higher blood glucose over time. I mean, blood cholesterol over time. Another way that fructose is different than glucose is it doesn't stimulate our hormones in the same way. And these are hormones that are really important for regulating our appetite, and they're insulin and leptin. So therefore, if it's not stimulating these hormones, we might not realize that we're getting full while we're eating, and therefore we might consume more calories over the long term, which leads to weight gain.
Okay, so what are some alternatives? And we should be reading labels. That's the first thing. You're a registered dietitian, Dr. Posoda, and label reading has got to be pretty high on your markers of important things. So we're reading our labels. We're trying to avoid high fructose corn syrup. And what are we looking for in its place?
Definitely. We want to look for things that are either low-calorie or calorie-free, especially in terms of beverages. That's the main contributor of high-fructose corn syrup in our diet is sodas and sugar-sweetened beverages, fruit drinks, things like that, energy drinks. So we want to be looking for other beverage options so that we're not adding on all these calories into our diet. There's a lot of great hydration beverages available. There's on-demand 989 and different things like that that have a lot of vitamins and minerals in them, yet they don't have all those excess calories. And especially they're not using the high fructose corn syrup. They're using natural sweeteners, whether it's stevia or something similar.
Okay, so what I mean, so do those replace in a much less dangerous way agave nectar, stevia, any of the, I mean, I don't like any artificial sweeteners in anything, and I won't let my kids even have any diet sodas, no, nothing like that. I just, makes me crazy. But are those things better for us?
I mean, if you're looking just for less calories, sure, using the artificially sweetened products, you know, you're going to go from having a caloric beverage to a non-caloric beverage. So you can save calories there. But these other beverages that are sweetened with those natural sweeteners, they're naturally occurring and they're non-caloric, like the beverage I mentioned, they are going to be even possibly even a better option because they're naturally occurring. And a lot of them have lots of vitamins and minerals in them, which provide additional health benefits.
I like a caloric-free drink that's naturally occurring for my kids, and that's water.
Yes,
I mean,
water,
you know,
is
if we could get everybody to do that, I'm sure that we really can't. But so back to the high fructose corn syrup. If we are replacing it, and not even only in the beverages, so now we're looking at products on the shelf.
Yes.
You know, we'd like to stay away from the insides of the aisles and hang around the perimeter of the grocery store. That's where all the better foods are. But if you got to go into the inside of the aisles, and you're looking for something like granola bar, healthy snacks that don't contain high fructose corn syrup.
Yes. So what you want to do, as you said, I am a big fan of the food label and the ingredient list, which is really important, like you said, when you go in inside those aisles. And you want to be looking at the ingredient list and choosing the natural sugars, whether it's, you know, cane sugar or brown sugar, things or molasses, things that are not processed. And those you can find in the ingredient list. Of course, we want to see, when you're looking at the food label, choose a product that's just lower in sugar overall, whether it's naturally occurring or not. However, if you are going to be, you know, there's going to be some sugar in those processed products, you want to use the natural sugars like honey and whatnot, because they're not going to be as processed and going to have as, they're just more natural and you not as processed, and they don't have those contaminants or even the possibility of having contaminants because they're not being, going through the industrialization and processing.
So that's really the process of making high fructose corn syrup that's pretty wild. I mean, it's got to go through a really severe process, right?
Definitely, because, I mean, corn itself is, you know, a vegetable. It's naturally occurring. So the original product is not anything we would say to stay away from. It's a vegetable. It has a lot of health benefits. It's the processing that takes away all those naturally occurring health benefits and possibly adds in other things that are harmful. So you're not getting the fiber from corn when you're having high fructose corn syrup, unfortunately.
So the message here is to try and avoid it. Go for the natural alternatives, whether you have to skip those beverages, look for the lower caloric beverages, as Dr. Posoda says, you know, and or skip them altogether. Look for the alternatives to them, not necessarily artificial sweeteners, but maybe the naturally occurring versions. And brown sugar, molasses, and honey are much better ways. Read your labels. That's the main message here. If you don't want to get your high fructose corn syrup, read the labels and you'll see whether it's in there or not. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Stay well.